GG's Black Flash and Genuine Lad. GG's Black Flash in front, 100 out. Trying hard, Genuine Lad. GG's Black Flash, you bloody old marvel. GG's Black Flash wins the cup.
Now, on Tense Racing Talk, time to talk thoroughbreds.
Summer Racing Carnival really hit fever pitch over the weekend with the dual meeting in Hobart, Derby Day on Friday and, of course, Cup Day on Monday. And the man that was front and square at both meetings, Peter Staples, joins us now on Taz Racing Talk. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, Shane. Recovering from a really just a super-duper long weekend of racing in Hobart. And what a great result it was for the Geared family.
Certainly was. Just take us through what you thought were the highlights of the 2 days.
Well, look, you know, it's called the Bitfair Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival. It's more like the Port Elizabeth Geared Show. You know, they took out the Carbine Club with their three-year-old GG's Double J, and then they made the day fantastic by winning the Derby with GG's Classic Boy. And then on Monday, they win the three feature races in a row, the two-year-old Elwick Stakes, and they get first home with GG's Top Notch, and then GG's Vicky runs third in it at 100-1. Then the next race, GG's Golden Girl, the Stuart Gandy trained filly, she comes out and wins the Strut Stakes, and will start favoured in the Oaks for sure on that win. And then the champ himself, the champ becomes a legend, GG's Black Flash. He comes out and wins his second Hobart Cup. And it was just, the scenes on that day were just unbelievable. To hear the roar when GG's Black Flash hit the front, it just goes to show how popular this horse is. And he's just an absolute marvel.
And Siggy Carr, a sensational day for her as well.
Yeah, well, she won aboard Golden Girl and Black Flash. And she's just, you know, she's gone to another level. You know, I think that her tactical, way she rides tactically now, that's where she, what she's learned in South Australia, riding against the better riders over there. I just think she's gone to a new level and she'll just keep getting better.
How would you compare her with the likes of Bev Buckingham, who really was a trailblazer for female jockeys around Australia?
Well, I said when Siggy had been riding for 12 months, she's the best I've seen since Bev Buckingham, and I still stick to that. She sits on them and they go, horses go well for her, and she puts them into winning positions. And now, as she gets older and more experienced, she's learning how to read races a little bit better as well. So, yeah, look, look, Ed Bucking was a freak. She was good as any man that sat on a saddle during her time in the, riding in Tassie. And she's up for nomination. She's been nominated for the Hall of Fame. She's in the Tassie Hall of Fame, and she's nominated for the Australian Hall of Fame. So that says everything about Bev. Ziggy's got a long way to go to get to where she got, but she's on the way.
Now we've got eight further races tonight in Launceston. Looks another tremendous program. And we've got a GG's going around in the first leg of the quaddie, GG's Drummer Boy.
We have indeed. And he's probably a rough chance in that. I don't fancy him tonight. From Barrier 1, he'll just get back and shuffle back. And I just think there's a lot of depth in this race. For me, the way Magnetic Queen won, they've changed the way they ride her now. They get her back and let her get home. They were riding her for speed, but she was resenting it. And anyway, they found out the hard way, and then she came out and they rode her that way, and she was just too good for them. She had the last crack at them, was too strong, and I think she can just step up to the mark here in this class too. So I'm having Magnetic Queen on top. Over on number one, Sharp Demos, only had the two starts this prep. McCool on top, ran second last start, flashed home again. Probably the same will happen tonight. 5, Sponge Sugar, and 3, Dream Roller. Mensa Magic was an eye-catching run last start too, but I've left it out of my top 4. 4, 1, 5, and 3 in the first leg.
Race 6 is the second leg. It's over the 12:20.
Havana Stash. We know how much he loves racing in Launceston, and I did speak to Scotty Button this morning, and he does. He's pretty confident about Havana Stash. So am I. He's a nice type, and I get his chance to get back into the winner's circle here. But you know, it's a trick race. You wouldn't, you know, if you can afford it, you'd probably take the field just in case you, Bolt and Catwin Boy got up, but. I would have thought that the 6, 4, 5, and 7, my numbers there, in whatever order, they'd be the only ones that I'd be taking in the quaddie. But I've got Havana Stash on top from 4 Quest Master, Stablemate California Wish, number 5. 5 and 7 Bundelita. Bundelita was impressive winning last start, and Todd got off and he was quite taken with him, so he would be a chance again. 6, 4, 5 and 7 in a good race, only a small field, but a good race.
Race 7 on the card is the Don't Miss the Magic Millions, of course. That's coming up on Thursday, so we'll chat about that in a few seconds' time, because a couple of well-bred performers likely to be put up for auction on Thursday. So we've got Power Charge first up from a spell, and Siggy Carr in the saddle again tonight, number 8.
Yeah, I've left it out. He had a couple of issues, which has delayed him coming back to racing, and I'd rather see him see how he comes through a race before I started tipping Power Charged. He's his own worst enemy in the stables. He just rolls over and puts ligaments out of joint, and he's an owner's nightmare. But I've got number 5 Mondo. He's won his last two, and I never said a reason why he can't make it 3 in a row. He's racing extra well. George Blacker, part owns this and trained by his son Troy. He's a lovely type, and I just think he'll keep winning. Jared Todd on again. He had a great night last time and the night meeting at Monty. He ran Road 3 winners. He'll have another good night tonight. 6 Savoir Step be the testing material, I think, for Mon Wando. He'll get back and get home hard. 11, he's Apples. Johnny Blacker, mate. You know, he's got a good opinion of it. He won first up, and then but he backed him up too quickly. He backed him up a week later, and Johnny said he made a blue there. He had to give him a freshen up. Came back, ran second. It was a game run, and he'll be a chance again tonight. And 1.5 kilos off for Georgia Catania puts him 1.5 below the minimum. And number 9, Triple B, Mick Pearls, and Victor Wong, the Hong Kong apprentice. He gets the ride on Triple B, and who knows, he might get his first winner. But I do think top three in my selections are the ones we'll fight out for first. 5, 6, 11, and 9.
Now, the last race of the night's over the staying triple, the middle distance / staying trip of 2,150 metres. Scratchings here are 9, 11 and 12.
I threw the dart from 15 feet and hit number 2, Lake Fergus. No, I'm only kidding. I like Lake Fergus tonight on an each-way basis. He's been thereabouts. He's been waiting to drive into this 2,900-metre race, and I think he gets his chance. So Lake Fergus on an each-way basis in the last. Even number 6, El Sadol. Todd rode it last start and got off and said probably should have won. It'll be hard to beat next time, and this is a winnable race for him. Lead Us won 2 starts back and wasn't too bad a run last time. Kyle Maskeel gets the ride and takes 4 kilos off, and 1 Grey Hype. It's a nice race for Grey Hype, and his last start there was encouraging. 2, 6, 3, and 1.
So how do we go about putting a quadrilla together that's going to almost insure us the prize?
Right, 4, 1, 5, and 6 in the first league, 6, 4, 7, and 5 in the second league, 5, 6, 11 in the third, and we'll just take the top three selections, 2, 6, and 3 in the last. That's $144 for 100%, and that's $7.20 for you and me, 5%.
That's it. Although you can afford a little more after your horse won on Monday.
Yeah, 10%. After a set of stone one, I think I can afford 10% tonight. 4.4, that'd be lovely.
Right, well, I'll just stick to the 5%. You go 10. Okay. Now, the sale's coming up on Thursday. Have you got one picked out that you're going to splash out on?
No. I've got you. When you've got 2, that's plenty for me.
Right.
But anybody who's looking to get involved, there's going to be plenty to choose from. And there's a wordsmith going through the sale out of Primrose Bay. It's about Bound Filly Lot 43. The fact that it's by Wordsmith, he served a few outside mares, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with this one, Lot 43 by Wordsmith. But there's another one out of Queen of Denmark that is in there as well by Wordsmith. He's got a few, but everyone's sort of looking at the three-quarter to the cleaner. And I think... you know, there's some distance he might get the top price at the sale. But there's also one in there that's related to Admiral. He's by Ladoni, and he's out of Villawood, which is a full sister, an unraced sister, to Reunification, which is Admiral's mother. Related through the dam side. And he's a lovely type, this colt, and apparently... Tim Brown from Magic Minion said he's quite an eye-catcher. So Bot 73 might be one to rival the three-quarter to Savoir Vive.
The price
of
the words.
Three quarter of the cleaner, I mean.
Yeah. The price on the Wordsmith runner might have gone up a little bit since the weekend.
Maybe. You know, it's interesting that, you know, of course, Paul and Elizabeth did stand Wordsmith at their GG horse start. And Paul did say he had an offer to have the horse taken over to Victoria for a bit. So who knows, next season he might travel over there and have his services used in Victoria and then come back and serve the local mayors after that stint.
Well, it's been a great result all around and a big weekend for the Geared family, no risk about that. Thanks for your time you've taken out today to be joining us on Taz Racing Talk, Pete, and we'll catch you again next week.
My pleasure, Shane.
The 2015 Betfair Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival on Taz Racing Talk.
An exciting weekend of thoroughbred racing around Tasmania with the dual meeting in Hobart, Friday night, Derby night, and of course on Monday, Hobart Cup Day. And the man that was there and will tell us all about it is the co-development manager of thoroughbred racing in Tasmania, Simon Stout. Have you recovered yet, Simon?
Oh, no, it's been great, Shane. We've just gone full momentum heading towards Launceston and tonight's Magic Millions meeting. It's a wonderful time of year to be involved in the industry.
What a great weekend for the Geared family.
Unbelievable weekend for the Geared family. Wordsmith has been such a wonderful addition to Tasmanian breeding and racing, and he certainly had his crowning glory on the weekend, producing three stakes winners, kicking off with GG's Classic Boy in the Derby on Friday night, and then backing that up with GG's Top Notch in the two-year-old, and then GG's Golden Girl in the three-year-old. It was just marvellous. And then for the stalwart of the team, to front and centre again and win the Hobart Cup in GG's Black Flash really was an amazing. I don't think they could have scripted a weekend as good as that.
Well, of course, the Derby winner was at huge odds, and of course on Friday night, even with that confidence up, you just couldn't imagine that Monday could turn out the way it would.
No, absolutely amazing weekend for them, and you know, it's full credit to them. They've gone out and they've purchased Wordsmith. They, you know, put a lot of money and time into the industry, and you know, and a great purchase themselves, a great mare in Laquita, who of course is the dam of GG's Black Flash, but also the dam of GG's Golden Girl. So you know, a marvellous performance to have a stallion doing such a wonderful job, and a broodmare of her calibre as well.
What did you see of the highlights of the Friday meeting, and also your review on the Stride Master that of course we've got on the Taz Racing website?
Yeah, well, the Stride Master data kicked off on Friday night with a look at the Carbine Club, which is, of course, won by GG Double J for the Gids and a son of Wordsmith. And he ran super sectionals after missing the kick. Another very good ride from Sigrid Carr. She's certainly riding in great form, and she was patient after missing the kick. This horse ran it out his last 635.53 and looked very good heading towards the three-year-old classic at Launceston on Launceston Cup Day. Behind him, Cole's Hero was good once again. He's reeled off sub 36 last 600. And Neat Consul, this horse is eligible for a class one. I think if he bobbed up in a class one any time over the next 2 or 3 weeks, he's going to be ultra competitive. He also managed a sub 36 last 600.
And then, of course, Classic Boy's performance in the Derby just went to the front, rolled along, and they just couldn't catch him.
Marvellous ride by Troy Baker. Really summed things up. And he set a nice, genuine tempo. In looking at the Stride Master data, the tempo and the overall time was quite comparable to the time put up by GG's Black Flash and Genuine Lad in the Summer Cup over the same distance, the 2200. So whilst we, you know, thought the horse had got pretty much his own way in front, he has run out a very competitive time. So, but from behind him going forward, we thought the runner, Patrick Payne's filly, Baha Moon, taking on the boys there. She got a bit cluttered up on the inside. She made good ground from where she was. And watching the video on the Taz Racing website. And we think going forward into the Oaks, back to her own sex against the three-year-old fillies, she'll be highly competitive there.
And the other big feature on Friday night was the Bow Mistress.
And what a win by I Love It for John Salinitri and his team. This mare had come off a very good win on Ballarat Cup Day. She came, been freshened up, set for the race. She came down here and she just blew them away. Her sectionals were absolutely outstanding. From the last 800, she covered that in 46.81. It was half a second quicker than anything else in the field, and the fastest last 800 of the day. She's certainly a quality mare going forward, and I think she's only going to add to what is already a top-class resume for mares in the Bow Mistress over time.
Yeah, some good performances there, that's for sure. And then, of course, on Monday, a couple of youngsters only having early career form. They've only had a couple of runs, a few of them, and first of those are very impressive, and the money was there for it, My Page 3.
Yes, it was. Yeah, the spruik was there. Tegan Key, she's had a terrific record of late. She got a wonderful strike rate, produced another one first up in My Page 3, dominated the race from in front. And from behind there, horse for Dougie Brazendale having its first start called Hello Gertie. Came from 13th at the 400, broke 24 for its last 400 in 23.64 to finish off and run third. So certainly one going forward into a maiden, gets in the right grade and at the right maiden, and it should be winning shortly. Moving on, we spotted in the Class 1, which was won again by the Gears with Gigi Soprano and Stuart Gandy. Much deserved victory for a horse that's been really racing in good, consistent form. But one more red for the Charlie Grogan and Luella Mayburn team. This horse came from 10th at the 600, finished off in 35.73, and certainly has put together two very solid runs back this time around, and has got its hoof on the till. Then moving on to one of the other features of the day was the Strut Stakes. This affair was a real sit sprint. Noticeably, Gigi Golden Girl in winning, they ran 5 seconds slower when compared to the Hobart Guineas, where she was placed behind Jerome Hunter's and Graham Gathercole's horse from Victoria. But she still was able to come off the slow tempo and out-sprint her rivals. And from behind her, the horse that ran fifth, Tycoon Navigator. It was 12th at the 1,000. It also ran a sub-36 last 600. And certainly getting back into a maiden grade, which it's eligible for, it is very more than capable of winning shortly.
What about the meeting coming up in Launceston tonight? We've got eight races on the program. Anything jump out at you from the Stride Master or video replays?
Yeah, of course, the two features tonight are the $50,000 two-year-old Magic Millions Classic and the $50,000 three-year-old Magic Millions Classic. And we'll kick off with the three-year-old in race two. Of course, we see the return of Valiant Warrior. He's just touched out last time in the three-year-old trophy by Admiral, and we know what Admiral's done since. He's been absolutely outstanding. Valiant Warrior, he's got the 59 here. He's got to give 5 kilos to all his other rivals. He won a trial at Longford recently on the 27th of January, so he will be the testing material. But if you're looking for something with a bit of value to place around him, we think Tycoon Gypsy, who came off a three-length win in Hobart the other day over the 1,200 metres and put together good sectionals, is one to keep an eye on there. Then we move on to race three, which is the second of the maidens, this one over 1,200 metres, and another of the John Blacker team. A horse called Zemiro, that finished 7th of 9 behind Rose's Quest. And I know that unless you were looking at the Stride Master data, you really wouldn't have picked this one up. But it broke 34 for its last 600, and 33.85, and has signalled that that's an above-average time for any class of galloper, certainly around the Launceston 1,200 metre. So we think this horse is capable of significant improvement getting back into the maiden over the 1,200, and it's one keeping an eye on, worth keeping an eye on. Then on to the to race four, the second of our Magic Millions features, the two-year-old classic here. Some really interesting form to line up between the race brigade here in Tasmania, and we've also got a couple of interstate raiders, noticeably Gold Basket from Logan McGill, and this horse ran second to probably what is Victoria's best two-year-old at the moment, of the Brave, in a trial at Cranbourne the other day. So whilst being unraced, he's well-educated and well-schooled. And also Atalanta Miss. She's had the two starts. She won at her first start, Patrick Payne and Prime Thoroughbreds and Joe O'Neill. And then she ran fifth down the straight in a very good race over the carnival. She's been specifically set for this race. And we think she's only got to bring her form and she will be the one to beat. That's Atalanta Miss, number four in race four. And finally, the last of our Stride Master horses. We mentioned him last week, race five, number six, Mensa Magic. We said he can be quite enigmatic and hard to catch. But his last start sectionals went third, fourth to Magnetic Queen in 33.87, signified that once again this bloke, Bill Ryan, might have him back to his best. and certainly at his best he will be competitive here in what is quite a hot field with the likes of Shard Nemus, Don't We Love It and Dream Roller.
Now what about the yearling sales tomorrow? Great deal of interest right around the nation this year.
Terrific catalogue. I know from having spoken to a number of interstate trainers regarding the carnival in recent weeks, they all mentioned that this is probably the best catalogue they've seen in Tassie. We've got quite an extensive buying bench coming from interstate, and you know we're really looking forward to seeing the likes of the three-quarter brother to the cleaner, the last of the Savoy Vives to go through the ring, and also a Ladoni colt that's well related. He's closely related to Admiral. So two of our best and brightest going around at the moment, and we'll also see the first of the Wordsmiths go through the ring. Rick Polley, one of David Brunton and Scott Brunton's long-time clients, he's bred a Wordsmith filly, and it'll be the first of the Wordsmiths to be offered publicly through via auction. So it'll be really interesting to see how all three of those sell.
And, of course, the sale will be broadcast live on Carnival tomorrow, so that's a great innovation for both Taz Racing and RSN to be able to supply that that service around the country. Now, for those looking to purchase one tomorrow, obviously you've mentioned the closely related runners to the Cleaner and Admiral, but if you're looking for something at real value down in the lower scales for probably a group of people going into racing for the first time, if you pluck one out for us.
We're looking for another ship spotting, Shane, are we?
Oh, well, anything. Anything with four legs.
Well, to be honest, I haven't had a really good look in terms of what's on the grounds, but I know in talking to a few of the scribes that a number of the buyers that are in here doing early inspections are really impressed by the quality that is around, and I'm sure there's many bargains to be had. You know, you've got great relations to horses like Bella Spree and Faulkner, and you know, so some of our great bud lines from right around the country are on offer here, and there's plenty of value as we know with the likes of the Cleaner and Lady Lynette, $1 million stakes earners that have come out of this sale for just over $10,000. There's certainly great value to be had.
Yeah, great value for money at the sales, and good luck with that tomorrow, and good luck to everyone investing in the future of Tasmanian racing.
Thanks very much, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.